Hi, and welcome to In the Real, a podcast for women by women, where we'll be talking about the hard, funny, and random things of life in any walk of life. So come have a seat at the table as we get in the real. Hey, and welcome back to In the Real. I'm Dina. This is Marcia.
Hey.
This is Heather.
Hey.
What's wrong? You okay?
I have to sneeze after the push record.
She sneezed?
She has to every time.
You have to sneeze.
Do you want me to push stop and then no. You try again? Because
no.
Literally, like Luke
It'll
and I
come out in a few minutes.
Luke and I started recording the other day, and no, yeah, the other day. Where are we? 2 days ago, guys. And we had to cut out 3.5 minutes because Gabri called me.
Oh no!
And I mean, if my.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got to answer. Like,
there's some people. Bless you. Ooh, bless you.
There it is.
That was the cutest, daintiest little sneeze I have ever
you
heard.
You were not getting that out quietly without the rest of
that
us.
That was sweet.
I know when I do it, like the rafters shake. I'm like, oh, sorry.
I've learned how to sneeze with my mouth closed my nose closed.
Yeah.
To where it just goes.
Yeah, me too.
I do that when during church, and Luke lean over and goes, "Bless you," and I'm like, "Shh, nobody's supposed to know that I just sneeze."
Those can hurt.
You do that, and you're like,
"I think I just shot my eyeball through."
It's bad. It's bad. How we doing?
Great.
Are we good? We are rolling We are officially in summer.
Yes.
Officially.
Well,
I mean,
summer.
We're officially in summer. Like,
oh, break.
Not,
yeah.
Like, break. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Not till June.
Yeah.
June, the seasonal summer is not until June 21st.
Oh, is it?
20 well, or 21st.
Yeah.
And then, but yeah, all three of us now. Yeah. The two of us are on summer break.
Yeah.
And you have just said, peace out.
School's
out.
It's all over.
Forever.
That's it. It's a wrap.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know.
Tell us what happened.
I quit.
You quit.
I quit. The season of that time ended. Somebody asked me that last night at church. They were like, "So, I see you work over at the school. I saw you when they were doing a tour," and I was like, "I did." You know, like, and she goes, "Oh, you were just visiting that day," and I was like, "No, I worked there then. I don't now."
Yeah.
And it was like a matter of days, you know. She's like, "Oh."
That's so funny.
I was like, it was the end of my time. It was just the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Of my life. Like, there's nothing against that place at all. There's nothing against the school.
Yeah.
And but it was so funny because I was like, how do I say that? Like, because the first thing I wanted to be like, "Yeah, I'm out." And I was like, "Oh, I can't say that because I don't know this person like that." Mm-hmm. And I don't mean it that way at all.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And, I kept walking around going, "Well, I ain't got a job. I have no job." And my mom says, "You can't say that.
You cannot.
You just transitioned jobs."
Yes.
And I was like, "Oh, okay. If you're going to be all correct."
You went from part-time security, part-time author to now you are no longer security, full-time
author. Whose computer...
Well, I'm telling you, it was your ninja sticker.
That's so funny.
Whose computer took a crap today.
Like, just take a break. That was just your take a break. I was telling Dina, like, take the week off. We just ended school, last week?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's your 7 days off.
Yes.
It was like, you're not taking it. You will now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I do. I was joking. I was like, I have like 25 books that I've been meaning to get to. And he's like, "Well, look at that." And I want to say that the saddest part of that whole thing is yes, I can't do much writing right now,
right?
While they're fixing it,
right?
But I was like, I can't watch my shows.
Oh, you watch them on your computer
at night, and I keep telling God, I'm trying to go to bed earlier, read a little bit more, and He's like, "Well, here, I helped you out.
I got you,
gotcha now."
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, I'm like, my TV shows. I'm not going to know what happened on Reacher.
I mean, there is reruns and repeats. And live in the era of...
I'm literally watching repeats.
Okay.
These are not new shows.
Okay.
It's really sad. I won't talk about it.
That's so funny. That is so funny.
I think that's fine.
It's no excuse.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Marcia.
Yeah.
What's happening with you outside of wanting to blast post people?
Post people? What I do? Uh-oh.
The postman. Shit, what you
yes.
forgot already.
No. Yeah. We won't talk about the post office. We do have a new postman, but I haven't met him yet. So just, yeah. Anyway.
His knock apparently is off of chipper.
At 8:30 in the morning, when I'm trying to sleep in until 10:30, 11, yeah, ooh, that was not a good situation. So woke up the dog, woke up the kids on my week off.
Yes.
I wasn't a happy camper, but hey.
You're here.
He survived. I survived. It's all good.
Nobody went to jail.
Nobody's in jail. I still got my mail. So it's a blessing.
Especially all the way around. Involved.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I always wanted to get him involved. Why is the mailman knocking on our door at 8:30?
Well,
we had a really good mailman at first, but he got sick.
Aww.
So, and not even sure when he'll come back. So I haven't met the new mailman. So I normally would open the door because I know the mailman.
Yeah.
But I've never met this mailman before. So knocking on my door with little beats.
Rat-tat-tat.
Yeah, yep. Rat-tat-tat beats and dinging the bell. None of us were... It was just a little extra to me.
That's gutsy.
That's a good way to meet Jesus.
Yeah, okay. It was just a little extra. So I'm like, I don't know you, sir.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
8:30? No, sir.
No. I'm off!
It doesn't matter. It's 8:30 in the morning. Like, my mom would have got him saved and then killed him. And I'd have helped. Like,
that is hysterical.
I just...
So you, neither one of y'all's households wakes up super early?
Mm-mm.
No.
What is early? Because I know that we've had this conversation before, mm-hmm. but let's let our audience in a little bit. So neither one of you guys are early risers.
Mm-mm.
I am mm-hmm. out of the three of us, and I have to be very, very careful. It's got to be emergency. It's got to be a thus saith Jesus, me calling, and y'all are like... Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what time do you guys usually go to bed would be my number one.
Oh, shoot. I work late. I'm a night worker.
Okay.
So I go to bed about 2 in the morning.
Okay.
I'm up working.
Okay.
So I don't want to be bothered until 10:30-ish.
Okay.
Out of the bed about 11. That's perfect. Then I'm ready to work again about 2 o'clock.
That's huge. That's a solid day.
I could do it beforehand, but just...
But why?
No conversation. Don't look at me. Don't ask me for that.
That's fair.
That don't work out, though, with small kids.
No.
They don't understand those
boundaries. They don't care. They're up. They're up at 2, and they're up at 7.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
My small human well. Has made me the morning person that I am.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to fight it anymore. Mm. We're just going to go. Let's just go. It's fine. You and me, Jesus, we're going to work it out. It's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, what about you? What are your
okay,
hours?
I want to tell you I'm up late working. I'm up late watching my TV shows. But sometimes, like, especially if I am finishing a book, late is when I will do a lot of the rewrites, edits, is when I can delve into my feelings. So, okay. 1:30 usually.
Okay.
My alarm is set for 7:30. Mm-hmm. I'll probably get up around 8, but mm-hmm. I'm going to make you feel a lot more free, Dina. My phone is on silent. You can text and call as much as you want.
Oh, good. So if not you actually up, answer it, then you are awake.
I'm probably it might not sound pretty. Yes.
Okay.
There's like 2 people that have the override.
Mm.
No. Yes, 2.
I understand
2
this.
People. One of them is my brother.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Cool.
No, it's funny because, like, I forget.
Yeah.
So he will text and I was like, or he'll call and I'm like, why is that ringing? Like, one time he called and we were in church and I was like, why is it ringing? And I realized, oh, he's an emergency override. Mm. So.
Which is important.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I was like, dude, mm-hmm. don't do that again.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
Yeah.
Mine is, we were just talking about this. It's mm-hmm. like my alarm is set for 6:30. Luke's goes off at 5:45. So to Star Wars.
Oh, wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, boy.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm like,
Oh, we wake up to the Death Star every morning.
Oh, goodness.
It's to the death something.
Oh, man.
So he wakes up to that, and then I'm semi-awake, not awake. And then when school is in session, I'm up fairly early because then I get my tiny human up at 7:20.
But yeah.
His natural rhythm, his clock does not go... It will not let him sleep longer than 8.
Whose clock?
Sebastian's. Oh. Mm-hmm. So even if I'm trying to sleep, like today, no. Because today I was like, I'll get up. Because God's been really getting on to me. Like, okay, so we're going through the whole menopause and the perimenopause and the things. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I want to learn how to conquer this.
Mm-hmm.
Not conquer it, but like this is a natural thing.
Yeah.
God, this is how you mm-hmm. designed us. But I'd like to tap into this. If you can show me some things
mm-hmm.
for me, mm-hmm. like, again, we've all talked about, like, we're all going through it, but mm-hmm. we're all designed similar, but enough differences.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. Yeah.
And so it's like, get up with me in the morning. Let's work out. Whether it's just, I literally will walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes. I will have my robe on. I have shoes down here that I take my slippers off and I slip my tennis shoes on. They're the kind that you just go boop. And then I'll get on the treadmill maybe for 10 minutes, just long enough. And then I'll start dripping with sweat. And then I'm like, all right, Jesus, what do we do for the rest of the day? I'd like to say that I do this all the time. I do not. Yeah. I've been very disobedient. It's not been good. But we're getting better.
Mm-hmm.
Moving better. It's getting better. But I go to bed. I think our light usually goes off about 11:30 at
oh,
the
really?
Latest. 11:30. And then that's good. That's mm-hmm. it. I'm like, I've determined that each one of us have our own little rhythm. God's mm-hmm. designed each one of us to have something to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm having a crisis at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, I know I can call either one of you guys.
I'm up.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think genuinely those kind of things, understanding your people, understanding the ones that God has encompassed mm-hmm. around you, instead of insisting that somebody gets on your page, that you just figure out what page they're on. And mm-hmm. so if you just happen to be hopping onto that page at any given moment, hey, I need you. Like, mm-hmm. I literally called her the other day. Why? Why did I call you? I was like, do you want to see the dining room table? Like, I was so excited. It was just stupid. Like, you're finishing up school. I'm like, she's mm-hmm. going to be in the middle of school. She's not working anymore. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see the dining room table? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, if I know y'all's pages, kind yeah. of where you are, then it's like, I'm not yep. interrupting anybody.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, but that's kind of our world.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because right now, what's going on Saturday, y'all?
It's a party.
Know.
Oh,
she don't know. What's going on?
Happy birthday to me.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday.
Well, not just any party.
Not just any.
Happy birthday to me. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You guys got
but
your
a milestone party.
Mm-hmm.
It is 50.
Yeah.
It is 50. I'm excited. My sister-in-law texts me today. She goes, hey, just letting you know, this is when we're thinking about coming. We'll see you tomorrow. Blah, 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 blah. They're all coming in tomorrow. Mm. Her and my brother and my mom and my nephew.
Aww.
And that's why you see the mad dash of all of the, I'm like, it's tomorrow. Everybody's coming. I have to really do this now. Mm-hmm. And so she just simply said, hey, welcome to your 50s. And I was like, I like that. Like, and she says, I had a friend tell me it's almost like it feels like a 4-year. She goes, you go from your 40s to your 50s and then your 50s to your 60s. And she said, and it will feel like it's only been 4 years. And I said, I don't quite understand that. But what I can say is from my 30s, when I showed up on the scene, and now I'm moving into 50 because I've been back home, Missouri, for 20 years. I know that I've gotten older. I know that time has passed. I know that I feel like, catch me on the right day, I'm wiser, right? But I don't feel like I've gotten old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I feel almost quite the contrary. I feel like, mm-hmm. like I was dusting today and I'm looking at some of these pictures and I'm literally, guys, I'm looking and I knew exactly what was going on in my life when these pictures were being taken. kind of like the montages and the pictures and the stuff that you do a lot, Heather, with the stuff where God's, and you see, it just fascinates me to see, like, I'm smiling, but the rest of my face is not. Like, there's no life. And I'm like, God, you're faithful. Like, I don't think I look 50, but I don't even know what 50 looks like. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it just, it's like, it's a number. I've just been on, this is how many years I've been on this planet, but.
My mom likes to say life begins at 50.
Mm.
She's like, you know, she goes, again, I guess you could say, but she's like, because your kids are usually into the stages of where they're not necessarily always all grown, but they can, you know, wake up and make their own toast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, she's like, you don't have to get up exactly with them. And she goes, and you're just able to start doing more things with you, your husband.
It's true.
You're able to do more. And so your life begins at 50.
I love that. A lot of times people think that life is starting to end. Oh, my gosh, my time is coming to an end. And I'm thinking, heck no.
Yeah.
Heck no. Like, let's go. So anyway, so that's happening Saturday. We will have pictures.
Yes, we will.
I'm so excited.
Yes, we will. It was all
definitely
going to
be needed. Mm-hmm.
And but not dressed, well, I guess fancy dressed, you guys. I'd be fancy in my own way.
Uh-huh. We shall see.
What did you say Sunday? You said you were what? What did you consider your outfit? What did you say? Do you remember?
Sunday? No, I don't.
Might have been before that. I don't know. But, like, I'm just excited. it's almost like in my mind I'm thinking it's Thug Life meets Alice in Wonderland.
It's like I reimagined a character.
Yes.
And put it into what I reinterpreted it.
I think it's going
to
be
But it's not
cool.
actually a character. What else? You'll see.
Yeah. It's going to be so
she's
fun.
She's ready.
She is ready. I think she's more excited about this.
It sounds like it.
It's cool. And we'll you got see. Your all's outfits. Your
I do.
Outfits.
Yeah, I got mine. I haven't tried it on yet, though. I need to try it on. It should work out fine, though.
You might want to do that.
I know. It's okay. I got backup plans, so it's, you know.
Wow. There you go.
I got it figured out.
Your red and black on Sunday was pretty hot, ma'am. You could totally pull that one again.
Well,
I even walked up to her and I like looked at her and I said, looked at Cecil, who was looking very sharp in himself with his little suit and red. And I said, your wife is hot, sir. Twinkle, twinkle in his eyes. And he goes, I know. It's like,
nice.
Get that I love man doing going. That to him in front of
oh,
her.
Oh, goodness.
I must it's not have fun. Seen y'all on Sunday, did I?
They were in black and red. They looked stunning.
Was I there? Yeah, I was there.
I may have caught a glance of you, but I don't think we passed each other Sunday. No.
We do that often.
Yeah.
You guys didn't see me last night. Yeah. I was there.
I saw you kind of.
At the beginning.
I saw you at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I asked Marcia, I said, she's here. She goes, really? I said, I don't know where, but I know she's on the property.
Yes.
I saw her.
I had one of those 911 phone calls. Mm. And so I sat and talked with somebody for almost 2 hours.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
it happens.
And I just sat in the sanctuary very, very quietly and just talked them off their ledge. So,
good deal.
Yeah. It just, we got to do what we got to do.
That's life.
It is life. So what are we talking about? We talked about almost 19 minutes of randomness because that's what we do. And it's entertaining. And I can't wait to hear what your mom has to say about all of our shenanigans.
Of course.
I still wonder which apostle are we supposed to be?
That's what I want to know.
She kind of left us hanging on that one.
Her out
she
on that. I feel like, I don't know.
Which one?
I feel like Dina is
ear.
John.
Oh,
how
boy.
So?
Because love.
That would be
Marcia. And I don't mean it in a bad way.
Yeah.
Girl, who brings up Corinthians 13? There's no cameras, but pointing at you.
All right.
Yeah.
I was like, Marcia's better at that.
That's fun.
Listen, Marcia, I might talk about it, but Marcia, she exudes
well, she
it a lot
it.
Yeah. better than I do.
So. I think Marcia might be Matthew.
How
Matthew?
So? Tell
okay.
us why.
Because she
position.
Knows the word.
Ooh.
Do
that's
I?
True.
Well. You pull it into everything. And that's okay. That's supposed to happen.
That's true.
And
you keep us back in. You put us back to the feet of Jesus.
Right.
There you go.
She's like, no. Let's pull you back over here.
Well, who are you?
Oh, the Revelation? No. which gospel? Mark.
Mark.
Get there fast.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't
Cut
know.
Cut out all the fluff and let's just
yep,
get to the facts,
Yep, it's just stab
people.
You to the heart with it and then
I
hug
like
you with
this.
Jesus.
That's good.
These are good. Uh-huh. Okay. Well, Mama Chris, you can let us know if you think that this is correct. I like that.
Those are good. Yeah. All right. I think she got
Me
it.
Go on a journey.
Like John, when he was running, didn't he run faster than somebody else?
Peter. He did put that dig in.
He did.
And then the disciple who
run,
Jesus loved
so there we
ran,
go.
Ran faster. See? See?
Oh, man.
There we go. There
we go.
There
it
is.
Got us thinking. That's
well,
funny.
Marcia, you are bringing the topic to the forefront today. What you want to talk about?
Notes.
She has
notes.
She has
printed
notes.
We're going to have to cut out the beginning. She has printed notes.
But it was some really good
she
stuff.
She did it at 2 in the morning.
I did. I did. I probably
That's
did.
Why she wanted to kill the mailman.
Listen, yes. After I had just said, I'm not going to get offended, and that's the topic.
So, see, she already got tempted.
Say
like,
it was
oh,
like,
really?
Go ring
that's
the
where
doorbell.
You want to go. Okay, gotcha. Get the dog barking, get the kids up. Mailman knocking.
Who's bitter? Who's bitter?
Ooh. Oosa. So yeah, offense. Don't get offended.
This drink is freaking me out.
You need to tell them about that drink. That's so funny because she is really flipping
out. It's a small
over there.
Too, by the way.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry. Just side note. Heather got me a fruity mm-hmm. drink. Before we got this started, and it is wigging out my taste buds.
I got you an Aftershock Rebel by
Shoot.
Dutch Brothers.
There you go.
There it is.
Blended.
It's okay. Okay. I'm going to sit over here while she talks.
Just extremely sour. But no, I have been thinking about being offended, you know, and just yeah. how life can just come in. I mean, there are so many things to get offended about with family, with kids, with church, with job, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just easy for it to come in.
Yeah.
It's just how that can sit on you. And if you're not really aware that it's really taking effect on you, then it can turn into other things.
Yeah.
So bitterness and unforgiveness and rage and hate.
Man.
Which are all a mess.
Yes.
So I had a situation that I really got offended about, you know, with, I found out, and y'all always are, really, you just down? Now, I found out that I am an extreme mama bear. Extreme mama bear.
Okay. Let me just hold in that shocked laughter.
No. Did you know this?
No,
did
I mean.
Did you guys know that?
Most of the time, I'm like, where's Marcia? Her kids. Come on now. Like,
don't mess with my kids.
Don't mess with your kids and do yes, not mess with your
don't
husband.
Mess with
These
my family.
Yes, yes.
I'm going to get big mad.
Yes, yes.
And
yes,
big
yes.
offended. Unforgiving. Nothing you can say until I've had a come to Jesus moment.
No, that's good.
Which is usually what it takes. Mm-hmm. Child, you are tripping. It's okay. It's going to be all right. This one needs to happen. But no.
Dang.
So that's what happened, a situation. Yeah. Well, lots of situations.
Yeah.
And they just kind of weigh on you when you're not really dealing with it properly.
Yeah.
So the last situation I had, I texted you guys. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was really offended about it.
Right.
But I'm like, immediately, okay, I can't walk in that. I can't live here. I have to get out of this thing. So I start looking stuff up on offense, and one of the biggest things that got me immediately was that offense rules the spiritually immature.
Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks for coming.
Because I got offended for you. She texted that, and I was like, "Let's go. We throwing down tonight. You meet Jesus, or you meet somebody."
The spiritually immature, and I'm like, "Oh shoot." Dang. Okay. Conviction right off the
Listen,
top, really?
There's days I have conversations with God. Do you understand me? Because, like, there's days I'll stand back and I'll say, that pisses you off too, mm-hmm. right? I just want to double check. Like, I just want to check myself and check you, God. Like, that pissed you off too, right? Like, because that was not okay. Like, like righteous indignation. But I think that there is a difference.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a difference when it comes to I'm offended. Offended means that I'm going to hold you captive to something. Mm-hmm. I think righteous indignation is, oh, heck no. Heck no. No, 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 mm-hmm. no, no, no. That was not just. That was not right. That was not okay. So I'm going to defend us in that moment
yeah.
and say, I don't think any one of us spoke out of turn.
Mm-hmm.
If
oh,
we
no,
did,
no, no.
Father, forgive us. Yeah. I don't think we did.
No.
I think it was more of a, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 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 enemy. You do not get to play like this. Mm-hmm. No. You are now served.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting all upset again. I see that hand, Heather's.
I was just thinking. What was Peter doing when he cut off that servant's ear in the garden? Was it righteous indignation because they were coming to get Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it offense? Because even Jesus, in his indignation, wasn't offensive.
Mm. Ah! Why did you say that?
Because it got me! Because sometimes he's like, you can be upset, but mm-hmm. you can't be offended.
Oh. Oh.
Because sometimes, like, the ooh happens.
Yeah.
Because the ooh happened to Jesus. Thank God none of us have to get crucified. Yeah, but, like, same. The ooh happens. Most of our hard things really occur within us because God's like, hey, I want this to change. Now, I'm not bringing the scenario to you.
Right.
But I'm going to use that to help you grow.
Right.
And we're like, no. Won't cut off his ear. And I mean, I say that because it's me.
Yeah.
It's me. It's yes. me, oh Lord.
Standing in need
yeah. of prayer. Because guess what? I'm like, let's cut off the dude's ear.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And put the ear back on.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, this is not that time.
Wow.
And so I was like, what was he thinking? I mean, he probably said, that was righteous indignation, Lord.
Yeah.
That was totally righteous mm-hmm. because you are innocent.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming after you. It's false. Mm-hmm. It's fake. Mm-hmm. It's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm indignant. And Jesus is saying, no, you're being offensive.
Oh. And even in that situation, just thinking about how Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Like, you've offended the situation. You've offended yeah. me. I have to do this. This has to be done.
Yeah.
So not really knowing
that's gross,
the outcome of the situation. We don't like it. I don't like the situation.
Right.
But what is God wanting to do?
That's good.
What is he trying to? He's got to get the glory out of it because it's crazy.
Yeah.
So when it gets really crazy or a situation just really difficult.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, God, you've got to be in this.
I agree.
So
you said something earlier, like not even 5 minutes ago, but so. This is what happened to me today. So I'm cleaning the house, right? And I'm getting things done. I go and I come into this, to the office, and I'm vacuuming. Now, mind you, I vacuumed up a piece of Sebastian's Legos, one of his favorite Legos, like 2 weeks ago. And he was having literally just breakdown. He was very upset. And I'm like, you know, listen, we need to know that we need to pick up our stuff, all that, right? Like mm-hmm. hard lesson mm-hmm. learned, no big deal. And then I was like, I literally got the vacuum cleaner caught on a piece of the thread of the carpet. Do you know it dislodged the Lego piece has been in the rollers this whole time? I have been vacuuming for 2 weeks off and on, but it took something else to dislodge something, which happens to be Sebastian's blessing, right?
Mm-hmm.
His little Lego thingy. But it's like, I think too many times when we think that there is something that's coming in to try to snare or trip or whatever, God's going, like, he uses this situation to mm-hmm. say, I'm going to dislodge something that might need to be dislodged. I'm either going to dislodge the blessing that needs to flow in the midst of this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Peter cutting off the ear. Here's Jesus healing the guy. What did that do to that soldier?
Yeah, you got saved.
You
yeah.
literally
mm-hmm.
healed me?
Mm-hmm.
I got my ear cut off and then you healed me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like, I think if we don't walk in the offense, like you keep talking about, just so it is, it's a fine line of that mm-hmm. righteous indignation.
Yeah.
I guess we can stand in righteous indignation, but be angry, but don't sin.
Right, right.
What does that look like?
Right.
And it's like, God, dislodge whether it's an offense inside of me, maybe dislodge something that might be trying to keep me from the favor and the blessing that's trying to come in that space. Whatever it is, it's like, bring the opposition. Bring the opposition, because ultimately with the opposition, it's going to create something. It's either going to break something in me that needs to be broken, or it's going to help strengthen something in me that needs, that's been weak. Am I making sense?
Yeah, yeah. So that'd be angry, but don't sin. So that sin then is the offense.
Yeah.
That's where the thin line is, just getting offended about it.
Yeah. So what does offense look like?
It turns into bitterness. It turns into revenge.
Oof. Listen.
Yeah.
All right, Heather.
Calm that down. That burned a little bit. Calm that down.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, you said it earlier, Marsha, you said it's, you're holding someone captive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether, obviously, not physically.
Right.
But mentally, in your mind, my bad day is a result of the semi driver who cut me off. And then I was late because that guy cut me off. And hopefully, maybe he tips. You know what? Maybe it's a blowout.
Whoa.
You know what?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this
yeah.
You all thought it. Okay. Yeah. And if you haven't, that's fine. Then I have. Not today. But you know what I mean? Like, I've literally, okay, so road rage is, I practice. For somebody who drives slow, I got a little bit of it. So, like, when people cut me off, it makes me so mad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I hope you just keep going right off the road. Like, I said once to a motorcyclist years ago, my parents were in the car and they cut us off. And I was like, well, you don't have a helmet on. So if you crash, I hope you're alive.
Mm-hmm.
A mile and a half up the road, dude crashed.
Oh, dang.
We drove by it. No he way. Was fine. He was yeah. like, you yeah. could tell he had been flung free. Like, and he was walking. But I was like,
oh,
not
shoot.
5 minutes ago. Did I just say that?
My goodness. And
you thought that would teach me my words better, but it didn't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
At least with motorcyclists, I'm like, you, bless you.
That's true. Yeah.
Get you where you need to be safely.
Yeah. But yeah, I could see what you mean by you just don't let them go. Yeah.
You don't. That's not a healthy place to be.
No.
Offense, the spirit of offense keeps you, because we're, the three of us are Christians.
Yes.
So just kind of speaking to, I guess, the Christian. It keeps you from loving like God would.
Mm.
And if we're called to love like Jesus, then you're not going to be able to do that with the spirit of offense.
You're right. You're right.
So if you're not, if God said, forgive me as I have forgiven you, then we're not being forgiven.
Right.
And that, I don't know, that kind of sends me into a whole nother thought and situation. So I looked up the word offense.
Good, because I was about to do it right now.
And it's Greek for scandalon or scandal.
Oh.
Ooh.
So a stick for bait, a trap, a snare, a stumbling block, an offense, anything that causes someone to stumble, trip, or fall physically or spiritually. So like a trap.
Yeah. It's literally to ensnare you.
That's
it. Even if you're not a Christian and you don't really, or you don't follow God, or you know, a different religion, like even most of the other major religions are like, hey, you need to learn how to forgive.
Okay, yeah.
Because the power of offense turns back on you. You are free.
Yeah.
Until you put yourself in a cage with whoever or whatever to continue fighting it over and over again. Mm-hmm. Whether that's mentally, probably not physically.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't be free and be constantly mad, because free people have joy.
Right.
Free people have love.
Right.
You can't constantly be trying to fight this one thing. Or one person.
Or one dog.
Or one dog, because he's offending me right now. But or one dog, or one scenario.
Right.
Yeah.
That you literally aren't ever changing.
Yeah.
Because you're fighting it in your head. You're not changing.
Yeah.
that thing that, that happened, Marcia, mm-hmm. by arguing with them in your head over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And then becoming deep-rooted against those people, those things. Like, mm-hmm. it, you're not changing them.
Yeah.
Nope.
But you are changing you.
I think it's strong. Mm-hmm. It stonewalls you.
Oh, yeah.
It stonewalls your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like what you're saying, Heather, like, when we get into that space and you're having the conversation of your of mm-hmm. this over and over and yeah. over again, God is like, hey, I'm trying to give you wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to give you discernment. I'm trying to show you what I'm trying to do. But because you're so fixated
right.
on being pissed mm-hmm. off right now and wanting your way, how you want it, how you think it should be, and then telling me what I need to be doing with these people, I can't move now. I can't. It's almost like just saying, no, God, I got this one.
Oh, goodness.
It's going to be all right. We're just going to kill them all.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
We'll start over again.
Just fine. Yeah. You've done this before, Father. It's fine.
You know, you went to Noah, but if you want to come to me, listen.
Oh, man.
Or Moses.
Yes.
Like, you take the Israelites. Yep, sure. You know what?
Oh, gosh. So then that offense then almost then becomes like a manipulation Ooh. To God. If I just throw a big enough fit because I'm your girl,
Ooh.
Then you'll change the situation
Come on,
to where
ma'am.
I feel better. And this will just go away and I don't have to grow after this.
I feel dirty. Thanks.
I know, right? But that's what it is. I mean, is it not?
Well, and if you're trying to manipulate God, it's like, hey, why don't you just do some witchcraft?
Oh.
Have about the same effect. You have about the same. You're like, because that, you know, you're just trying to, or say, hey, God, I think I know better than you. Hmm. You want me to forgive these people? I don't think that's what you really want. What you really want is for your judgment in the form of me.
Yes, that's what you want.
And he's going, no,
that's not what I
that's
want.
That's what you want. And you're like, no. I got this. I'm hearing you. And he's like, I ain't said a single word. And you know, I feel like there are times angels are like, open your Bible. Just open it up anywhere. Put your finger on it. Like,
When you guys were talking about this, I say when you guys, all mm-hmm, of us, when all mm-hmm. of us were talking about this and we were going back and forth on our, in our little chat of what are we thinking? What are we thinking about talking about? What are we thinking about mm-hmm. talking about? So thank you, Father. Okay. Cause I'm trying to do that cause we talk so much mm-hmm. and it's good. But when you had said, Marcia, I've been thinking about offense, being offended, and how to get out of that. Also been thinking about not trying to manipulate God for blessings. Mm. I'm going to fast. I'm going to tithe. I'm going to church. I'm going to pray harder to get what I want, right? All the things. And you guys see all these stickies, post-its?
Are you posting notes?
So I'm sharing this with Luke, and he goes, babe, and there's one right here, and you guys could see it. Says, how many people are trying to conjure God to intercede when that is manipulation? Prayer, worship, honor, praise, supplication, relationship with God. Relationship not having a relationship and not necessarily hunting for the right answer,
mm-hmm.
like parents and spouses. And so it's like, how many times do we go into this space? How many people are offended with God? Like that in itself, like I think, like you're telling Marcia when you're saying, well, I'm your girl. Like, I'm your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus loves me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your girl. This is, you went to the cross for me.
Yeah.
For me, God.
Mm-hmm.
And you say all these things, but then it's like when we as the Christian and the maturity is not there, because we keep talking about maturity mm-hmm. too, right? Maturity of being offended, not offended, going, okay, there's got to be a bigger reason here, God. You say, well, that's not the way that I thought it's supposed to be, God. And then they get offended by God,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, oh, not my will, but your will
oh.
be done, God. why are we talking about this? This hurts. Like,
that is a big deal, though.
That's a humongous deal.
It's true. It's true.
What you said, you're like, God, you know, Jesus, you went to the cross for me.
Yeah.
Maturity is realizing he also went to the cross for that person.
Yes.
Come on.
And you're like, and I don't like it. No. I can tell you right now, if you all see me in the real world, I don't act like this all the time. Why? Because it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Mm-hmm. But remembering that he didn't die just for me, but because he died for me, he now lives through me, which means a lot of my rights have to get set aside, because when you serve a king, you don't have rights.
You have no rights.
I know. I'm like, and it's just, you don't have the right to an offense. You don't have the right to be offended. It's not fun. And I think a lot of people are, right, not everyone, but they get offended by God, but they call it deconstruction. It starts with many times legitimate hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is not healed overnight or does not know how to get healed.
But it's hurt by people, not God.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But God doesn't answer it to them in their minds right away. Right. And therefore now that hurt has become an offense.
Yeah.
And yes to people and yes to God. Mm-hmm. And so now it's deconstruction.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
And that could be his whole topic, and I'm not ready to talk about all that. I mean, I'm not deconstructing, but I'm just saying, like, I don't even know if I would be prepared to talk about that. But but offense is never, it's never usually the source. It is a byproduct. It's a byproduct of hurt. It's a byproduct of an injustice.
Yeah.
It's a byproduct of things not happening the way you planned.
Right.
It's usually not the initial thing that happens. It's not the wound.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is the poison that festers in the wound.
Yeah.
It's not the root of it, but it's one of the branches.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, when you get cut and you have, it's the infection. There you go. That's where I couldn't think. My words were not wording.
Your words were not wording.
It's, you know, it might not be the initial cut, but it is the infection that sets in.
Wow.
So the cut's not going to kill you, but the infection might.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
It's got to get out, and it ain't fun.
Yeah.
No, that's good. Because I know it's like sometimes with offense, when somebody's offended, mm-hmm. well, that's offensive. We hear that word thrown around so much in this culture, just like the youngers especially, like laugh. Is this bad, guys?
Yes.
Laugh at some of the things that these kids get offended with, and I'm thinking, we told yo mama jokes growing up,
Dina. I laugh at them in their face when they tell me. That's offensive. Shoot. And I just go, you don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what that is. Your feelings got hurt.
Right there.
You're not offended. Mm-hmm. Your feelings.
No, but you're hurt.
Yeah.
You're hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, let's start. Sorry. But grow up.
You gotta toughen those hurt feelings up.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, mm-hmm. You're going to walk around hurt your whole life.
It is. But it's like those.
Yeah.
Yo mama jokes. Just, I think of those immediately. Mm-hmm. And I go, no, it's offenses where I think of, you're not acknowledging me. They're not being I'm offended because you didn't acknowledge my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offended because you didn't acknowledge my identity. Mm-hmm, you didn't acknowledge my thoughts. You didn't acknowledge how, like XYZ, right? And I think the enemy would come in, because I know, like, relationships. I have an estranged relationship with family members, mm-hmm. right? And offense, when I took off to Texas, girls, a lot. And eventually you have to stand back and say, you are not worth my joy.
Mm-hmm.
You are not worth my peace. After I got it offended, mind you. But it was one of those things of, am I willing to play tug of war with this person? And say, okay, you got offended. Well, now I'm going to take your offense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no. It's seeing with the eyes of Jesus. You guys keep talking about it, which mm-hmm. is good. And it's like, Father, number one, show me if there's something that I did to wrong this person.
Mm-hmm.
If I did not, okay, Father, show me maybe compassion so I don't blow this person up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way I don't stay hard-hearted in this, so you can start speaking to me on what I need to say or how I need to respond or how I just need to shut up.
Yeah.
And just step back and let you be God. God, you fix it.
That's a good self-check, because we're always saying, okay, the Lord is my Lord. He's my Savior. Right. He's my God.
Right.
But being the Lord is allowing him to be that.
Yes.
And just kind of trusting what he said he was and what he wants to do.
Yeah.
So kind of just stepping back. I think the self-check thing is good. And that's probably just kind of just, you know, where we need to go be at. Like, what is your motive?
Yeah.
What is your reason for being offended?
Yeah.
You know, is there an underlying hate for this person?
Come on.
Is there, you know, some underlying unforgiveness?
Yes.
You know, what's really going on in your heart towards this person that you're just having a big time or struggling so much with? You know, not allowing God to be God and moving the way. Why don't you want a big blessing or bigger blessing? I know that for me, sometimes I can tell myself, well, they're not deserving because if they do this again, I'm going to get mad.
Yeah.
And we don't want me mad.
Right.
So I need them to know how angry I am so we don't do that again.
Right. Right. Because it's about you.
Listen. So they do it again. Right. And okay. Then I'm going to be stuck in anger all over again.
Right.
So I never grow.
That's good.
I just stay stuck.
Yeah.
Immature.
Yeah.
Because God keeps bailing me out of the situation. Don't do that to her. Don't do that to her. That's my girl. Okay.
And I often think offense.
Her and Jesus are doing having time. Over there.
They've been having time
That's
together.
Good.
And I often think that regardless of Christian or not, offense is oftentimes the cry of a wounded heart. And it doesn't know the route to take for healing. So then a person gets stuck. And then their hurt never gets healed. It doesn't, not never. It cannot get healed because they have this wound that they keep tearing open. I'm offended. But they don't know how to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't know how to just decide to put that knife aside. And if I can't get healed from that, then I can never be free from it. And so who's the prisoner? The person I'm mad at?
It's you.
Come on. Come on.
And I moved on.
You know, and they don't even know you're mad at them. Yeah. And oftentimes, they don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people be like, yo, I really didn't like you. And I was like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't stand up over bed over that. Like, I don't care. Why? Because it's not bothering me.
Right.
That was one of I had this person I was very angry at for years and years. And then I realized while I was deployed what real hatred looked like. And I realized I had really just been throwing a temper tantrum. But I was very offended from them for years and years. And then I remembered, they don't care. We haven't been talking. They went on with their life. They, you know, have a family, went to college. Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
It changed nothing in their life.
Yeah.
But it was destroying mine. Why? Why was I letting something that was upsetting 20 years before cripple me when it didn't even do anything to the person I hated?
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
like, it was very, and that was before Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, why did I let these people go? Because it's stupid. You know, I don't mm-hmm. mean it like, but
no, yeah.
Yeah.
It's stupid. For me to keep sawing off my own leg.
Come on.
And then be mad at them because I can't run. Like, and they're not even around.
Right, right.
And they don't care. Even if they were around, they wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Why am I allowing this person a place in my life that I don't have in theirs?
Right.
Yes.
And they don't need to have in mine.
Yeah. I've heard it said once that unforgiveness, bitterness, offense, it's like you're drinking the poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right. Mm. Right. They're like a triple treat from Satan.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, that's cool. Go ahead and swallow that.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, it's a two for,
that's what it does.
It's a two for one. Let's go. Like, this is going to so consume you that you can't think of anything else. And that's what it is. It's, mm-hmm. it's the stumbling block. I love the definitions. I love everything mm-hmm. that you've brought. It's like, it is, it's that, is it worth it? Like, mm-hmm. even if you just step back and say, is this worth my joy? Is this even my headspace mm-hmm. right now? Like, Father, the difference between the righteous indignation and the spirit of offense is, how do I respond? How do I respond to this? Right? And I still want to go pop tires, though.
Right, I'm not going to lie. That's because righteous indignation,
yeah.
once the situation has righted itself,
yeah.
it ceases to exist. Mm-hmm. You and I are no longer in disharmony with each other.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The right. scenario has been righted.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
However way that happens.
Right.
You know, tires popped or not. Yeah, like tires popped or not. Anyways, but you know why? Because that's the same thing. Jesus would get upset with the Pharisees.
Yeah.
But yet when they came to talk to him one-on-one, he didn't shun them.
Right.
The situation had been righted. We can be offended so easily, and the church is especially susceptible to this.
Dang, yeah.
But how can we ask God to come inhabit the praises of a half of people who are so angry with the other half of the people,
uh-oh.
Or the other half of the people that aren't inside the church? Bring them into the church. Try to bring people into the church, but you're mad at half of them. Oh, I'll get somebody. Why? Because he needs Jesus.
Oh, man.
Because I am pissed.
Dang it.
It's just,
well,
but I mean, yes, they do need Jesus. You think they're going to come in and you think God is going to be like, I can't wait to go sit with these guys because they're just dragging in everybody they hate.
That's crazy. Help us, Jesus.
It's
wow.
It's a great way for the enemy to just leave it there and wash his hands, wipe his hands. And he's like, my job is done. You're doing the work for me.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's tough. I don't need to do anything now. It's ugly. It's nasty.
It is. It just breeds. It's just like it's breeding room for more disconnect. Just disconnect with God.
Yeah.
I immediately thought about what you were just saying and how we can be so offended with people. Like, you know, I don't need you. I'm going to attach mm-hmm. myself to this person. So you're attaching yourself to this person. I was also reading about how we need to be careful about that offense eating up on us because it could slip out. And it just sticks
Secondhand
on you, it sticks on Dina.
Offense is what it is.
Secondhand yep. offense, and then now you're upset, don't know why you're upset. Should mm-hmm. I really be upset? And you're dealing with this, I've taken your attention off of God. And mm-hmm. he's like, well, see, now that's an issue.
say the person that I was so offended with however long ago. Okay, I have let that go. But you two have picked it up.
Right.
And now they're coming to church with me.
Yeah. And Marcia and I are stink facing over here.
Right.
Going, what?
There she is.
What?
She better get dunked in the water yeah. today. You know, like, you better get saved. You that's know, okay. but.
Marcia and I'll dunk her in the
water. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, because then when forgiveness begins.
Yes.
But it can't for you.
Yeah.
And it's not even your offense. Now, I am guilty of this. Mm. I can do
I am
this.
Too.
And oh, I yeah. think that's not everybody. I do think that certain types of people are even more prone to it. I'm a very loyal person and I'm a very justice-minded person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when I'm like, that was unjust and I can't take you to court, I could take you to Jesus' mm-hmm. court. And then he's like, I forgave him. And I'm like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. You know?
But God,
this yeah. is wrong. And,
right.
And it is a thing that you do have to be very careful with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is to like be like, I am offended for Marcia.
Yeah.
Or Dina. Mm-hmm. And then those people, maybe they come up to visit. And yeah. maybe the relationships are getting better. And I'm going to be like, do you remember when you said blah blah blah? I am trying to send your offense back into you.
Oh, stinky.
Okay, so you know that one story in the Bible where it talks about how Jesus is our constant intercessor, right? And that the enemy is constantly going to the throne and he's telling God all of the garbage that happens in our lives, right? That's basically what we're doing when we are taking the offense and when we are saying, but they deserve to die, God. Maybe not die, but like, God, they get them.
Feel what I feel.
Yeah. Get them. Mm-hmm. Get them, God. And he's like, you're literally acting like the enemy at the... Ew.
Or what if you're like, get him, God, and he's like, I'm gonna, but it's not the way you think.
Right.
Because what is true justice? Is it for them to suffer, or is it for them to know God?
I would hope it's come to know Jesus.
And at the same time, but you're like, I want it to be like that. I'm going to say it.
It's true.
I mean, I believe you. But like, there are times where I'm like, God, I don't even want them to know you. So you know what you need to do. Like, not like you know what to do, but like, I know what,
that, Jonah?
I know what you're, what God, what Jesus is constantly interceding for.
Yes. Yeah.
And I cannot do it right now.
Wow.
So you know what? I know what you need. I know what you are thinking. I can't pray that, but I can pray. You know better. You know the best.
Mm-hmm. You know the best.
Maybe I can't even pray that. Be like, Lord, just don't use these words against me later on in life. Like, you know, like. But there are times where I've been like, God, I can't pray for this person to come to know you. Mm-hmm. I know that's what you want.
Yeah.
I know that true justice is for them to be snatched out of the hands of the devil.
Yeah.
But right now, Lord, I can't. So do what you need to do in my heart.
I was going to say, like, I think that that's your follow-up talk at that point. Because I was about to ask you guys, like, what are some practical things? Because we've got people that are dealing with it. And I think that that is the absolute number one. If I am absolutely so livid and so angry that I can't even pray for this person, ooh, Father, then deal with me, God.
That's it.
Because there is something that is hardening up. And I need that thing to be uprooted so it does not produce unrighteous fruit.
Very well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I always like to caveat that with, we are to be forgiving. We are not to take offense. But that don't mean you need to be a doormat.
Oh, no.
It's true.
So you know what, Lord? I need to learn healthy boundaries. It's okay to tell people, you know what? We are not good in each other's lives. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, in this moment in time, for both our sakes, can't have you.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting you off. I'm not saying you can't come to the same church as me. I'm simply saying we're not going to be sitting down and having coffee and going to each other's house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Because I want to love you. I don't like you.
Yeah.
But I will not allow you to continue harming me either.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That is a fair thing. Sometimes I think for some people, it's learning in order to set some of your offense aside, you've got to be healed. You need healing. You need to learn how to set up a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So that person will not continue to do that. Because if they think they can keep doing it, they will.
You do. Yeah, that's good. That's healthy. You know, I don't like when you continue to eat all the chocolate chip cookies.
I don't like that either.
I never get any. I buy them for me and I never get any.
I feel like this is a scenario.
Don't eat the chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, but if you never tell the person for sure.
Right.
I mean,
they will never know.
They're never going to know.
That's good.
Yeah.
And they may not even know that they're hurting you.
Yeah.
And that's where the honesty has got to come in.
Yeah.
Because another one of my stickies is, if we don't love people enough to tell them about the wolves knocking at their doors, whether that's offense, unforgiveness, resentment, hurt, right? Even if it's just, you misspoke, I took it wrong, now I'm upset, right? At their doors, then eventually the enemy, that same wolf, will come back, but he'll come knocking at your door.
Right? Mm.
So it's like, we've got to love people enough to tell them the truth, but in a spirit of love, kind of like you had mentioned something earlier, Heather. It's like, just, I could sit here and tell you or correct you or say something, but it, like, well, we need the, that person needs to come to church because they need Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Like that kind of scenario. But it's like, no, Father, I need Jesus. They need Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father, help me be a safe place to where when that person does come, that they can encounter you,
yeah,
and not my opinion, not my hurts, not my, let them encounter you. And it's dealing with us first so that way God can do whatever he wants to do with everybody else around us.
Yeah.
That's kind of where it always needs to lie. Isn't
yes.
It? Like self-check.
Yeah.
Now, what are your motives? What's going on with you? What is God trying to teach you? What is he showing you?
Yeah.
And I think once we spend enough time there, we don't have the time to really be any offended anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you're spending so much time really seeking God. Like Heather mentioned it, you know, I don't want to tell them this. And I immediately, of course, thought about Jonah. Now, he had nothing but time to sit in the belly's well.
Yes, yes.
To think like, about the situation.
It's like me with my computer. Oh, well, I told you to go to bed earlier. All right, I got
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. You don't want to do it, that's computer. Fine. Off. Well, you know, we're going to do it one way or the other. But, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, once you're out of that well-like situation, are you still feeling like, yeah, no, I don't think I want to talk to them or tell them. But, I mean, yeah, no, he wants, the Bible says he wants us all to save. He doesn't want any to perish.
That's right.
Right.
So we've got to do our part.
Yeah.
And I think if you're a person who is highly offendable, and there are people like that you need to maybe take a look at yourself and say, where am I hurt?
Yeah, that's good.
Because it's usually a wound somewhere.
Yeah.
Like not who hurt me, but what have I not been healed from? What have I not let go of?
That's good.
And if you're a person who picks up offense for all your friends, even when they don't, where are you hurt?
Mm. Wow.
Why am I so happy to snatch up Marsha's anger, your anger, and be like, I got it.
Yeah.
I hate them all. You know, mm-hmm. Like, why? Because obviously something inside of me is not healed.
Yeah. Do you think that a spirit of offense can become almost a person's identity, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were talking about that at church last night, just how you can yes. be born with certain things. And
yeah. It just is in you. Yeah.
That's who you think you are, because that's what you've been allowed to do. No one's ever confronted that situation. So this is just me.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. Heck no. Yeah. Uh-uh. No, that's not just you. You were born into sin.
Yes.
So that's what happened.
Yes.
So you got to learn a different way and learn who you are.
Yeah. I'm just crass, sarcastic, mean.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, then you got saved. Let's change.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you were. You know, I mean, okay, that's who you were. That's what many of you were. But now you have been sanctified, redeemed, and you've been, you know, covered in the blood. So that don't get to be you now.
That's good.
Not if you don't want it to be.
And no, and I tell you that, I say that, and I'm like, ugh.
I know, right?
Listen, I'm
look
just
look at us being mature. Oh, gosh.
I know, so when y'all see me acting stupid, just remember we're all works in progress.
That's the tattoo you need to have.
Oh, man.
I told
don't
you.
Don't fight naked.
That's the tattoo. I'm thinking about getting that as a tattoo. I
want to
get
really.
Don't fight naked.
Oh,
no.
Should be on your belly.
Oh, yeah, next gosh.
Year. Well, you went like that. Would you? And I said, that would be funny. Don't
oh,
fight naked.
Man.
No, I was thinking of, like, never mind.
All right. No, it's good.
But I do want to get it. Marsha's laughing, said. But I'm serious. Matching tattoos for all of us. Don't fight naked.
I'll do it.
Yeah, listen, but look at the faces.
I'm about to get offended.
She's about to get offended. I'm not picking up your offense, lady. I'm sorry if what I said hurt you. The truth is painful.
But it's funny you say that, because sometimes people get offended and the offense isn't necessarily where they've been hurt, but where God's trying to deal with them.
Yes, that's true.
We're not talking about the tattoo
no, but,
right now.
But maybe God, yeah,
but
God,
maybe
has
God is. I'm
poked
just saying.
At something.
No, that,
maybe
no,
God is poking
true.
At something
yeah.
and you're just extra sore.
Oh,
yeah.
man.
Because God's like, hey, we're going to deal with that. And you're like, no,
nope.
I'm going to be offended.
Dang
and you're
it.
Like,
yeah.
ooh.
And then somebody comes up and is like, hey, I've been praying for you lately. And I really feel that, you know, maybe you just, you need a little, you know, I've been praying for this for you. And you're like, psh, Yep. I don't need that. And God's like, yes, yes, you do. And since you won't pray for it, I got this person to do it.
Yeah.
So, and you're like, I'm offended. I'm offended that they would do something nice for me.
That's true.
That's crazy.
That's true.
But it is true. It happens.
I mean, well, there are some people that you gotta be like, no, thank you. But there are many people who are really just trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're like, nah, I don't like them. They piss me off. They pray for me in their prayer closet.
I don't like that person. Right.
I don't want them doing it.
Right. Yeah. And God's like, oh, see, now we're going to use this agitation
to file
some of that stuff off that we need to file. He's crafty.
He's such a good God, isn't he?
He's such a good God. But, like, I just want to go, what is it? I saw a T-shirt. I want to get it for all three of us, or I'll just make it myself. And it says, I could be either hood or holy. Mm. You choose.
Okay.
And I was like, God,
I want it in the tank.
You are hood and holy.
You can be.
I would love that in the tank top.
In a tank top?
Not a racer back, just a regular tank.
Just regular tank. Yeah. Okay.
You're taking requests. Right?
Well, we'll do it. Yeah, we'll do it. Christmas is coming. This will give me a chance.
Oh, well, I don't know if I wear it too often around Christmas. Then I'll just get a tank.
Then I'll get a T-shirt.
You want your summer shirt?
It'll be fine. So you have 14 pages.
Yeah, no, we've gone through all of them.
Did we really? Did we hit everything that you talked about?
Seriously, had 14 pages?
No. I can count at least like good six.
How many is it? It's about eight.
Dang.
It's got eight pages.
You've been going through some
stuff. I've been reading them every single day, too.
And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean you've been diving deep.
I have, because it's just so easy to get offended.
It is.
I'm just like, I'm not trying to live like that. I have better things to do. I have a holier life to live. Oof. I have kids. I got to teach.
Well, it's like a gossip lifestyle. It's just easier.
Ooh.
It's just easier.
It really is.
You know what? I'm not gossiping when I tell y'all secrets, right?
Mm.
It's just so you can pray for them. And I don't mean that because I think that there are some people.
To a whole nother level.
I think there are some people that really you're like, hey, I don't know how to pray for this, like, and I need to pray for it. But
I can't tell y'all stuff now.
I don't mean it like that because gossip has a point.
Wait a minute, I didn't mean that. No.
Well, I need to hear these things because I'm nosy, and that's the truth. It's the God's honest truth. I am a curiously nosy person, and I will have to walk away sometimes and be like, I don't need to know this. Yeah. I've asked people something, and I'm like, I don't. You know what? I don't need to know that.
That's good. Mm-hmm. No, that's good.
But it's good. It's growth. But it's not always the. I don't always.
Right.
Do that.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying it's an easy disease.
I agree.
Gossip is easy because it's fun for a little bit.
Yeah.
You get to know the fun stuff. Offense is fun for a little bit. People cater to you when you're offended. But then when you're that mean, bitter, unforgiving woman, ain't nobody, you just, it's lonely. Trust me.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be around you.
Mm-hmm. I think it creates a false justification in the season. Like when you go and you gossip or you go and you tell your story, you go and tell, and that's not what you were doing at all.
Absolutely.
And we know that it's completely different.
No, because when that text, she was like, I need prayer.
Yeah, no. I think it becomes a completely different thing.
Right.
But there is that, it's a line. There is an absolute fine line. And that is where Holy Spirit has got to be, because the moment he goes we've watched her.
Yeah.
We've watched you just go, you know what? We're done. That's it. Yeah. That's all I can tell you guys. And it's like, nope, she's keeping her heart safe and she's keeping the atmosphere around her clean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I think that there's a difference because it's like, why you keep saying it, Marcia, what is your heart? What's the motivation?
Right.
The motivation is I'm literally telling you guys this because I need backup because this is bullshit and I do not want to deal with this stuff and this is ridiculous and this needs to stop.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and then there's other times where it's like, I just need a justification for me to be upset with this person.
Right. Well,
and I've been guilty of all of the above. Like, it's like, dang.
Well, because it's like when you're saying I need prayer.
Yeah.
I need prayer for this. I need prayer to cover what we're going to do, our next steps. You're not saying, well, X, Y, and Z done pissed me off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you can pray for them. You can run them off the road. You know what I mean? But you're not, the focus isn't on the
oh, shoot.
People.
I'm tempted to act unholy. Yes. And I don't want to live in that.
Right. The focus is, this is whatever. I am justifiably angry.
Yeah.
But I don't want to do anything rash.
Right.
Pray for me.
That's good.
And
that's
I think good. You've actually said that before. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't need advice. I need prayer.
Oh, I remember that.
I was like, okay.
I was like, I can't speak then.
I know. I think I just said, dear Jesus. Like, yeah. But that's an acceptable thing to say. Yeah. Yes. Like, listen, absolutely. I need God right now. Yeah. I love you all. This is what's happening.
I don't want your
opinion.
But
I don't
want
to hear about cutting tires.
Yeah.
I need to hear from on high.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I'm like, okay.
No.
He does know better than me.
Yeah.
And I think being strategic with the people that are around you, too, that helps a lot with that spirit of offense, making sure that you say, as much as we joke,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a thing of, you know, when you call us on the phone, that you know that all kidding aside, we'll be like, no, we're absolutely going to the throne.
That's right.
We're going to the throne. We're going to go to the throne room of grace, and we're going to pull down these strongholds, and we're going to call on the angels of heaven to come and do whatever needs to be done.
Yeah.
Like, make sure that you have people around you that aren't just saying, so tell me the tea.
Right.
We're having a tea party on Saturday, but like, we're not doing tea. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're not going to be doing, we're not those people.
That's what that means?
No.
Tea? No, not you. That's what that means.
That's what it means. Yeah,
it is.
I've fallen out of favor with the
kids.
Understanding. Well, yeah. No, I just don't understand half their stuff anymore.
The tea.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Uh-huh. Spill your tea.
Yeah, it's like surround yourself with people.
Yeah.
Or a couple people, not necessarily everybody.
Right.
Make sure they're safe.
Yes.
Who are going to say, I'm going to be that woman that goes before the judge,
yes,
even though God is not the unjust judge.
Correct.
And I'm going to keep putting you in front of him and going, this is wrong.
Yes.
This is wrong, sir.
Yes.
And act.
Yeah.
Because even an unjust judge will act.
Yes.
After being annoyed long enough. Mm-hmm. And our God will never do that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you need people that are saying, you know what? I'm gonna take you. Mm-hmm. We're going to go in front of the throne room, and we're not leaving until something changes.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's one or two or 95, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be a lot, but there have got to be people in your lives that where you can say, this is enough is enough. And even if you don't want to go, you're going.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're going to find you.
Yeah.
And we're going to take you to the throne room.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the two people, or however, the 95, do what Marcia did. Do what you did.
Mm-hmm.
There's six pages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dig it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
We haven't been in this conversation with you.
Mm-mm.
We just helped blow the airwaves so that way you can start hearing heaven.
Yeah.
Like that part. That's where you just stand back and you say, I'm going to bang on heaven's door. I'm going to, Father, your gates are not going to be locked to me. I need wisdom because I'm your kid, and it's a different mentality at that point. It's not a I'm your kid, do what I want.
So, yeah.
It's I'm your kid. I'm the representation of who you are on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to break through and show me what I need to do in this moment so I don't destroy the other people that you died for.
That's it. Right.
So that I don't hurt anybody anymore.
That's it.
Like, those things.
Right. That's it.
Well, and it's the cry. Are you going to God with your heart's cry or a temper tantrum?
Mm-hmm.
And you can go with both.
You can go with both.
He'll take you by the leg.
But you're going to listen. But I can tell you, and I mean, it might not even be any faster, but you're going to have his ear with a heart's cry a lot faster than you are with it. You're going to have his heart with a heart's cry.
Yeah.
When you're going forward and saying, this is wrong, and I am your child, as opposed to, I hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Smite.
Yeah.
He might.
Yeah.
And that'll be a lesson to you. but he's going to, you're going to hear back from him.
That part.
Probably more quickly, much more quickly.
Yeah.
When you go after his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As opposed to your anger.
That's true.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the anger is so much easier.
Of course.
I just want to see if somebody's ear cut off. That'd be kind of
cool. I was watching a show where they did that. But anyways, I would just... Yeah, anyhow.
Mm.
I'm like, just give somebody a Damascus moment. Not me, not on the freeway. But like, you know, like one of them people I really don't like. Yeah. Just show up in the middle of their walk with their pet across the street. You know, don't hurt them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, would that be funny. Chris, I might be jealous of them.
See, in my mind, I'm thinking, I think even the heart is a treasure, especially if it brings you closer to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, I'm.
Yeah.
You're talking. Talk to God.
Yeah.
It can be mad.
Oh, absolutely. You can throw you can a talk fit to God in front of God.
And throw God. And then he'll be like, okay, are you done now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. now we're going to get somewhere.
It's literally like talking to one of the biddies.
Yeah. That's it.
You just kind of go, you have to let them get it out.
That's it.
Yeah. uh-huh. You're just blow like, your nose. Mm-hmm. Blow your nose.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Catch your breath.
Take a big deep breath. Okay. Let's try that again.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just then, don't stop talking.
That's it.
So good.
That's good. Anything else?
That's it.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
That was good.
I don't get to go into the weekend with an offense. That's fine. It's fine. I know, Albus. You felt me, didn't you, buddy?
He did. He just stood up.
It's like she's upset. I am not upset. Oh, we're fine. Man. We're not offended. It's good. It's good. Heather, anything else?
No. I'm convicted enough. Thanks. Thanks, Marcia.
Do one of not you guys offended. Do you got one of you guys want to pray? I think
Marcia
should.
She got I think eight we pages. Should end.
It's true. She's got a direct line to Jesus.
Well, hey, amen.
Amen.
Well, God, thank you for this opportunity that you've given us, God, to just heal ourselves.
Yes.
So that we can be better for those that are around us. Yeah. We thank you, God, for just opening up our eyes and speaking to our hearts. Lord, we pray that this word will just saturate into the heart and the mind of the listeners that are here today, God.
Yes.
We thank you for your goodness and your mercy that just covers us each and every day and allows us to become who you desire for us to be.
Yes.
So we thank you and we praise you for that, Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right, guys. We'll see you next time in The Real.